It is so wonderful. Yes, it is so wonderful. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. It is so wonderful. I take my hands and I gently move them over my body. And I say, I like me. I gently go over my body, just a hair's breadth above my skin, gently tickling my hairs wherever they may be, and I say, I like me. I like me. I like me. And as I say, I like me, there's a tingling in my body. There's a tingling in my body because my body is pure energy. I'm going for the most important thing I could ever do. In my body, throughout all of my body, not just my brain, but throughout all of my body, brain cells, are stem cells, are being born every moment. Throughout every minute of the day, throughout every day of the year, throughout every year of my life, throughout eternity, new stem cells, undifferentiated cells, are born in my body. And they are waiting to be told what to do. And of course, if I let them associate with the old cells, then they'll be like the old cells. And if my old cells are good cells and happy cells and content cells and whole cells, then of course, new cells will be just like that. So, I want to make sure that my new cells coming into my body every single moment know that they're welcomed, that I like them, and that I expect them to express their original purity and integrity in every aspect of my body. No matter how deep into my body it is, into my organs, into my actions, my functions of my body, or just the surface, all is controlled by how much I say I like me. And I gently put my hands over my head and I say I like me. I'm in no rush. I gently move them along and I say, I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. And as I say I like me, my body just tingles with the joy of this realization that I like me. That I do like this body. That I do think this body is a wonderful body. And I go over all of my body. Every action of my body. Every function of my body. Every cell of my body. And as I go over my stomach, I think deep inside of me are all those beautiful cells doing their wonderful job of digesting food and making my body happy. I go over my chest and I sense my lungs. I sense my liver. I sense all the actions of my body, all the functions of my body. And if I know what they are and I can visualize them, that's all right. I don't have to. When I say I like me is the most penetrating aspect that can ever be in the universe. Because it just goes through my entire body like a gentle wave of love, which it is. A gentle wave of unconditional love, which it is, telling my body that my body is super, super, super. And that's what I do. Now, I put my fingertips just gently over my arms and my shoulders and my back and my bottom and my legs and my feet, and I say, I like me. I like me. And this vibrant feeling, this feeling of energy moving, this feeling of the new cells, unconditional cells that are not given any job yet to do, and they're waiting for me to tell them that they're loved and welcome to the family. Welcome to their original purity and integrity, to the original idea of a cell, to the original idea of a liver, to the original idea of any organ or action function in my body. And I gently move my fingertips over every bit of me, again and again and again. When I take a bath, I do this. When I take a shower, I do this. When I sit in the jacuzzi, I do this. When I sit in the swimming pool, I do this. When I sit in my chair, I do this before I go about reading or sitting to relax or listening to music. Or while I listen to music, I do this. And when I sit at my desk, before I begin to work at my desk or my computer, I first gently take my hands, my fingertips, moving it over every inch of my body, if not physically, then mentally. Sometimes, kind of hard to reach certain spots in the middle of your back or something like that, but you reach them mentally. And I say, I like me. And the body knows that. Oh, why does the body know that? I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. And then something happens as I do this consistently and sincerely. Something happens to me. I begin to like myself. Can you imagine that? Do you know people who like themselves? Oh, they are happy people. But I begin to like myself. I begin to like myself more than I ever realized. And I take my fingers, and sometimes I'll take my toes and I'll pull them and I'll twist them, I'll turn them and I'll move them, and I'll say, "You toes are fantastic. You never get much to do. You're just sort of hanging out there. But I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you." And my toes say, "Hey, I didn't know we had a purpose down here. How about that? How about that?" And gently, after that, I go over my toes and say, "I like me," with that beautiful energy massage, that beautiful feeling massage. And my toes just feel so wonderful and so fantastic. And if for any reason there is a limb missing in my body, if for any reason there's a finger missing or anything missing, the energy body of that finger, that limb, is still there. And so I go over that just as though physically it was there, and I say, "I like me, I like me, I like me." And while we haven't seen much evidence of it, salamander can regrow its tail and other creatures can regrow their limbs and so forth. And it's not that we'll regrow our limb or not regrow our limb, but our limb is there, just as a salamander's tail always is there, even though it's cut off in a physical way. The energy tail is still there. The energy limb is still there. The energy aspect of our body is the greatest thing in the world, and it can be photographed, and it can be recognized, it can be registered by scientific instruments. Yes, seems hard to understand that, isn't it? But our energy body is so wonderful. It is so magnificent, so fantastic. And it's just waiting for us to join it. Now, we put creams and lotions on our body. We put all sorts of ointments on our body. And when we put it on there, we say, "Well, I hope that takes care of that. I hope that takes care of that." Oh, what a silly thing to say. If you're going to do anything at all, say, "I like me, I 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 like me." As you put any lotions on your body, which your body certainly does not need, because your body has the capacity to create all the lotions and all the ointments and all the emollients that are beneficial to your body or harmonious to your body, right by itself. That's the way it was designed to do. Now, that age or condition might cause that activity to cease. That doesn't mean it's not there. It just means that we stopped loving it. We stopped liking that part of our body that was producing those things that were beneficial to us. As people get older, they say certain aspects of their body, which in their youth were prolific, are no longer there. Well, somewhere along the line, we forgot to say, I like me to those aspects, and they ceased to function. They atrophied. They dried up and blew away because nobody gave it any attention. Today I give my body attention. I go over my body joyously 3, 4, 10 times a day. It's never too many times. And I tell my body, I like me, 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 I like me. And my body says, oh, I like living with this guy. He knows how to appreciate a good cell. He knows how to appreciate an undifferentiated cell. Oh, yes, he does. Mm-hmm. He knows how to tell us where to go. And we like going where he wants to tell us where to go. Oh, yes, we like this very, very much. We like this. And the cells, they talk to us. Yes. The cells talk to us by how they respond to what we do for them. Now you say, well, some people have nice bodies and they do terrible things to their bodies. Hey, we are not the slightest bit concerned of what some people do to their bodies and how their bodies do or do not respond. How age or other things, lack of attention or other things have brought about that. Say to your wrinkles, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like my original purity and integrity. And little by little, the wrinkles go where they came from, into a firm, beautiful skin. Speak to your eyes and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And see your eyes seeing with a beautiful 20/20 vision. Right now, regardless of what that vision may be, what sort of glasses or lenses or anything else that you've ever done or will do, it doesn't matter. Just speak to them and say, I like me, I like me. And speak to your teeth. Energy massage your teeth. Go over each one and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, I like me, I like me, I like me. And watch how they begin saying, oh, you do? Wonderful. You're fantastic. And you know, doctors today, dentists today, they tell us we shouldn't brush our teeth so vigorously and with firm toothbrushes because we're brushing away the enamel. We're doing this, we're doing that. We should gently go over it, just sort of loving the teeth, just gently loving the teeth. And I thought when I heard that, why isn't that wonderful? The dentists are saying we should give our teeth an energy massage as we are gently brushing them whenever we brush them. And as we do this, we will get results that are fantastic. Oh my, oh my. Oh, and the ears, don't forget the ears. We want to be able to hear everything beautifully, wonderfully. We say, I like me, I like me, I like me as we go over our ears. And think of it. Think of your perfect ears. Think of hearing everything perfect. Just think of having the ideal hearing where you can hear everything that you want to hear and whatever you don't want to hear, like loud noises and so forth that are possibly not beneficial, we don't even hear them. They do not even register. Not because we cannot register them, but because we choose to register all the knowledge, all the hearing, all the sound waves that are beneficial to us. And we do not hear those beneficial, those non-beneficial sound waves. They just are not there. Now, you say, how can that be? Well, scientifically, that's been proven over and over and over again. Yes, we have magic in us. And that magic in us is just waiting for us to draw it forth by our recognition of saying, I like me, to my entire body. You say, well, why not say I love me? Well, that's okay too. But you love a lot of things that you don't like. You love your children when they're acting unkindly, but you don't like what they're doing. But when you like and love your children, then you have a marvelous combination. So the loving we do automatically because that's our nature. But the liking we do selectively because that's our choice. And today with energy massage, I make my choice to like my body like I've never liked anything before. with all my heart and all my love and all my joy and all my feeling of wow, wow, wow. And visualizing as I like every part of my body, how each part is in its perfection. If you can't visualize it, doesn't matter. Just saying, I like me, brings forth the original purity and integrity of our beingness and our brand new, undifferentiated stem cells born every single moment in our life on every cell of our body, waiting for instructions from us, knowing that it's to express its original purity and integrity. That's all it knows to do. Begin taking charge today. It's a wonderful thing to do. Just say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And say that to your thinking system too. That's not a bad idea, to massage your mentality and say, I like me. I express my original purity and integrity now and always. And watch the miracles. You won't really notice it because it'll be so natural. Happy massaging, my loves. Happy massaging. I love you. I love you. I love you.